This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No rail strike. That is huge, my friends. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation. A lot of people are going to be really touched by this, but an 11th hour move averted this rail strike for now. And what would have been a political disaster for President Biden. So what happened is the White House, where they were, I think the aides around him were desperate because you could see how close we were to this rail strike. So what is the gamble? The gamble was, let's get the negotiators at the Oval Office and let's ask them to stand down. And that's exactly what happened, right? I mean, the tactic is interesting. You think 4 decades ago, President Reagan fired thousands of striking air traffic controllers. In Biden's case, he talked about the workers' demands. And there was a deal that was struck in the pre-dawn hours Thursday. And this is all about making sure the workers get what they need. And $24 more, and also benefits, the sick benefits, which was one of the big problems in securing more of that. So labor, corporate leaders, everybody calling, urging them to strike a deal, come up with a deal. What can you do? What can we do? Farmers would have been screwed. Businesses would have been. We would have been. So the economic damage, the fallout would have been catastrophic. And you had the labor secretary, Marty Welsh, who led the talks, described in an interview how he set up 3 rooms at the Labor Department, one for the unions, one for the companies, and a third for the two sides to meet and talk. Here's the in-between room. You can do it. We can get there. So they sent out for Italian food, and at 2:30 they finalized an agreement letting workers take days off for sick leave and medical emergencies. That was the big demand, though they allowed for only one of the sick days to be paid, but they allowed for it. So, you know, they drew up the documents around 5:15, and, you know, that was it, that there is this deal. They're averting the strike anyway, which is very, 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 let me say it again, very big, because we would have felt it. I know we would have felt it. And some people would have felt it more than others. This is typical, but it would not have been good. So this is a win. Amtrak, will the people be notified enough? Amtrak dodged a crisis, I think, too, as well. But there may be some people that will not be able to get the train they were looking for on Friday, but they're really pushed to make that become a reality, that you could step onto it. So that's the really, really good news, because of what it would have meant to honestly everybody if that had happened. But it didn't. So it doesn't matter now. It didn't happen. I think the key thing to look for is, how does that stay on an even keel? That's the biggest, I think that's the biggest, biggest, biggest difference of all of it. All right, the other thing that everybody is, of course, talking about is Queen Elizabeth. There, you know, you're going to see 4 billion eyeballs are going to be watching on the tube to see this funeral. That tells you something, I think, right there. And now it's all these people that have waited hour after hour after hour just to get a glimpse of the Queen's coffin. Full-on dignitaries will be there by Monday. So what is the security like in those spots? They'd have to have been seriously beefed up with the amount of people, the amount of dignitaries. There's no way around that. Hopefully there's a way around Fiona. Tropical Storm Fiona is got its sights set on Puerto Rico and the Caribbean islands. You know, there's different models to look at, but it continues to churn across the Atlantic Ocean. Forecasts really show it smashing into Puerto Rico. Boy, they really have gotten it hard over the past couple of years, and the Virgin Islands. So they'll have heavy rain, wind, rough surf. It could mean that they'll see those mudslides. It'll be nasty. And there's places in the Caribbeans, in the Caribbean islands, rather, where it will be felt. St. Kitts is beautiful, mega expensive. If you saved up your pennies and you were there, you would not be happy to hear this news. Antigua, another one. Also, St. Martin. Just think of the places, Martine. Think of the places down there. So the tropical storm watches have been issued Thursday afternoon for Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. That means the tropical storm conditions are possible within the watch area. That's like 48 hours is usually what that is. But Fiona is packing a punch in some places, about 300 some miles east of the Leeward Islands. So maximum sustained winds, 60 miles. Whew, 60 miles an hour. I say that because depending on what somebody is sitting on or where they are, you will feel that. You absolutely 100% would feel that. So while Amtrak workers are waiting on canceled trips, part of us are waiting to see if Fiona hits. Then there is the third thing that I think so many people have been talking about, and it goes with a couple of things, mostly the Parkland shooting, which we're just getting little glimpses of it, where you have the defense attorneys for the Florida school shooter, Nicholas Cruz, resting their case almost immediately. They call up a handful of witnesses, and then that's it. Oh, he's just a nice guy. Really? I mean, the sooner this gets over, the sooner the parents of Parkland can heal, I think, even stronger, because it has to be the worst moment of your life when you outlive your kids or kid, especially that way. That is incredibly, incredibly tough. So, again, this is that wait and see kind of thing. This is not wait and see. This is right here, right now. Tesla sued for fraud and false advertising over autopilot technology in a car. So lots of drivers are going after Tesla, saying the company is deceived customers about its abilities of its autopilot system and sold more and more and more with add-ons, etc. But this class action lawsuit that was filed, it's about getting a $5,000 autopilot upgrade in a 2018 Tesla and it not working. So looking for damages in a jury trial, claiming Tesla and its CEO Elon Musk broke several warranty, false advertising, negligence, fraud, and deceit laws. That's a mouthful. Do they have a shot here? Depends on the presentation of the case. But they point to a couple of statements about Tesla's advanced driver assist systems. You know, they've talked about that in commercial spots in the past. Made by Musk, though, online about the company and on its website. It includes a 2016 video shot from behind the wheel showing a Tesla car completely driving itself to its destination through busy streets and intersections. My, oh, my. Hang with us.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Very, very excited to introduce you to Stephen McElprang. He's written a book called The Hopabout. I think he is so inspiring. After what happened to him, how he really picked himself up and what he's done, and I think what he's going to do in the future is going to be absolutely amazing. And this book is one of the first starts. Stephen, thanks so much for coming on.
Kate, grateful to be here. Thank you so much.
So let's talk about what happened to you. Set that up for people that are listening, why you wrote the book and what happened to you.
See, where do we start here? So people can't see, but I'm missing both my legs. Well, most of one and then part of the other. And the book is, I think it's very relevant for what's going on right now because it has to do with opiates and the opioid epidemic. I mean, it's more than that because there's all these different problems that we have with different things. But I injured myself a lot. I hurt my back a lot. Got 3 back surgeries. And then, like I say, like a good American, I got strung out on enough pain pills to kill the Jackson 5. And I was thinking I was going to go into pain management then. I got a biology degree, and I was teaching anatomy. I'm like, oh, I just need to get everybody on enough pain pills, and then we could all be fixed. But it really just solves you from caring about life. And that's what it came to happen to me. A lot of things happened. I talk about it in the book because there's so much to it. But then the pills left me dead and bloated on top of my legs to get found in a coma 18 hours later, which going into the public speaking that you're talking about, like everything's perspective because I've realized that if I didn't come down, slide off the bed the way I did on top of my legs and cut the circulation off and be down in kind of a ball, my heart would have stopped and I would have been completely dead. But my legs actually, like I traded my legs for my life back. So in more of the ways than one, because that was what I needed to get off the pain pills as well. So You know, you could look at everything as, oh, I'm a victim of the opioid epidemic and blah, blah, blah. But I don't see myself as a victim. I mean, being a victim is very helpless feeling. I don't know why anyone wants to. I don't want to have the circumstances are dictating me. I mean, I did get told by the doctors that you won't become addicted if you have pain. And I had plenty of pain and I got very addicted. So that wasn't true. But I understand that, I mean, I take the responsibility in trying to move forward with my life because, you know, I woke up out of a coma and I had my knee. And then two more surgeries later, they took that and I really thought I needed it. But I've come to find out that I don't. I haven't helped to find things out without it. And I smile and laugh a lot more now, even though I'm, you know, slowed down a few steps. But I have a different perspective and I have my soul back. And I'm off the pain pills, so... I mean, it's worth it to me. It's hard. I mean, it's probably a pretty hard thing for people to comprehend because, you know, missing part of your body is kind of significant. But when, that's what I try to say. I say fear is the most crippling thing of all because when you're by fear of doing anything, then your brain's cut off and that controls all your body. So you're completely crippled. And now, you know, I've kind of been able to overcome most of my fears and things and I'm living a much happier life.
So tell us about That Happens to You. And, of course, get the book. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, The Hop About. You'll be able to hear even more about the story. Tell us about what happened afterwards. Tell us about now the things you've done, the things you've been able to do when you were like, okay, I'm going to overcome fear. I'm not going to live in my head. I'm not going to be a victim. What are some of the cool things that you've just done that you've lived?
Well, I went to rehab and I got off all the pills, which I'm not going to say people are good or bad at rehab because it helped me. It was a step, but then they still had me on a lot of pharmaceuticals and I finally just decided I needed to be off of all of them. And then kind of had a falling out of the rehab community because then I started using cannabis as the only thing I use for my pain, which I've had 19 surgeries and things. And I'll tell you what, from the opiates to cannabis, the cannabis doesn't change your personality and your person and things. It just kind of helps mitigate the problems and you can deal with them. And then I like I said, I sold my leg on eBay. I had a really expensive leg. I didn't like it. I didn't wear it. It was sitting in my closet. I'm like, I got this $30,000 leg in the closet that's doing nothing. So I'm like, somebody will probably want that. You know, they could put it to use. So I sold on eBay. And then I bought a car, and then I just wandered around the West on my disability on $700 a month. I would rideshare people off of Craigslist, because back then you could use Craigslist to rideshare, really. Now it's more like you go rideshare, and it's people have a list of taxi service. Like then it would be people, I'm going here, do you have a ride? You know, I got $20 for gas. And so I met a lot of really fascinating people that way. And the other thing I had that I called the National Cripple Pass is it cost me a leg and 10 toes. So it gets me to all the national parks for free. And so I would go around to all these national parks. I was kind of like, it'd be funny because I'd do crazy things. Like the first thing in my story is, the first chapter is Angel's Landing in Zion National Park, which has become pretty famous, which it's been famous, but now, you know, there's more Instagram photos of people got up there, so people more know about it. But I went and I hiked that, and no one expected to see a guy with one leg there. And I climbed up on the tip-top point. That's what I got here in my book.
On the cover,
playing it like guitar. And that was really fun because it was the first time I got out, and I got to see how much I actually influenced and impacted people. Because so many people told me that, I wasn't going to do that last half mile because the last half mile, there's this chain linked, like straight drop offs of 1500 feet. Like I wasn't going to go past Scout's Point, but then I heard a one legged guy was doing it. So then I had to do it. And so hearing that, I mean, it was really great just to do it. But the fact that I was inspiring people to do things that they pushed their limits really said a lot to me that I needed to do more because that is, I don't know. The fact that I can do that is, it means a lot. I mean, it, so the fact if I don't do that, it really is a letdown, I think, to more than myself. It's a letdown to people all over, because I've gone through a lot, and if I don't use that to help people, it's really, this is for naught. I mean, because I haven't been through a lot of fun things, and I should turn them into positives, which it can totally do.
Yeah, and you have done that, obviously, and you talk about that in the book. And the book, again, is The Hop About. We're speaking with Stephen McElprang, and you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. What do you hope people take away from reading your story?
Well, because I'll show you in the book, I was figured it all out. That's why it's called The Hop About. It's not, I've got it all figured out. I went and I tried to learn more and more. And the more I learned, the more I realized I don't know since the book. But I learned a lot, and I put myself in all kinds of different situations with different people, all kinds of different kinds. And I come to really see that, you know, everybody, all of us, we're just trying to get by the best we know how at our level. And so I like a lot of people. I hate these kind of people. I don't hate anybody. Like, everybody is really just a person trying to get by the best they know how. And I try to see what I can learn from them, what they can learn from me, and what I can share. And I went through, because like I went to, I don't know if people have heard it, it's called the Rainbow Gathering. I ended up at that. I didn't know what it was. I ended up at that. It's, you know, all these different people from the Rainbow family and just different places all over. Like, on the trail, I talk about trail angels, because I would be vastly unprepared much of the time, because I didn't have that much, but I'm like, I gotta go. I gotta get there. I gotta go climb this mountain. And, like, I climbed Telescope Peak in Death Valley, which is 11,049 feet. It's 14 miles round trip. And I didn't have nearly enough water and different things that I did it, but I met these people. Oh, you don't have that here. They were just excited to see that I was there, which is really great. You know, if like, that's one thing I've realized now. I go to the grocery store and I go there with my head up and smiling, and it just makes people smile. And I could look at it like, oh, this is so horrible, or, you know, and I have lots of people throw valor at me all the time, which I'm not a veteran, so I have to like knock it down, because they'll be telling me, thank you for your service, thank you for your service. I'm like, no, I'm just a crazy person.
But that's great, because, I mean, this is what you're telling people in The Hop about that how you can overcome fear. How do you overcome fear? The things that you did are inspiring. There's no question about it. I mean, it's, you've done it. You've done it, and like I said at the beginning of this, I can't wait to see where you go from here. Stephen McElprang, pick up the book. It's wonderful. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, it's been great having you. It's been fantastic, Kate.
Thanks, Stephen. We wish you the best. I can't wait to see what you do in the future.
Thank you, Kate.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. A federal judge has appointed U.S. District Judge Raymond Deary to serve as a special master tasked with reviewing the documents seized by the FBI during its search at former President Donald Trump's home in South Florida. Trump proposed Deary for the role last Friday, and the Justice Department lawyers told the court Monday evening that they did not oppose his appointment. At least five people were injured during a bomb squad training at the State Correctional Institution, Phoenix and Collegeville, Pennsylvania. The training was a joint operation that included the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, the FBI, and the ATF. Instructors were reportedly installing a live bomb into a car when it prematurely detonated. This is USA Radio.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Water, a memoir about life with men. Dr. Jennifer Embry joins us now. Boy, she's led an interesting life, that's for sure. And I have to say this right at the top, that I think some of our listeners and I myself am jealous of this because you live in Bramford, Florida, and you've got boxers, turkeys, Indian runner ducks, which I never heard of, and I guess you're doing some kayaking and having a lot of fun. Is that pretty accurate?
Oh yeah, I love it up here. It's even though it's in Florida, it's like real rural and kind of in the woods. So it's a nice break from any city living.
Yeah, there you go. So you have time to write a book, and you write this book. Tell us about the journey of writing the book. What made you decide you were going to do this?
Well, I experienced this incredible. Experience that happened to me, and I'm worried. I don't have any children or any family, and I'm worried if I don't tell my story, it's going to be lost forever. And I think it's just too important to just let it disappear.
So, tell us about the story. What's the book about?
It's about how I received a new life, basically, and I growing up, I lived in a very chaotic, abusive family, and the consequences were severe on me, where I experienced drug abuse and alcoholism, and promiscuity mainly was a big thing, and codependency. And after I had this life-shattering experience, my life was changed forever. And I just wanted to tell people about that.
Yeah, and in your book you talk about this. You talk about your father, you talk about his lifestyle, and you talk about eventually murder. So that had to be unbelievably traumatic.
It was like just getting punched over and over and over again. You wake up each day like, what terrible thing is going to happen today?
Right.
And it's really difficult.
So how do you recover from that? What did you do?
Well, I started thinking, this can't be normal. You know, people don't go around having their gay fathers murdered every day. And how can I just get through the day without such terrible anxiety? So I just started kind of exploring different options. And my second husband happened to be Jewish, and we were in graduate school together, and he said, I said, let's go out and do something. And he said, well, I can't date you because you're not Jewish. And I was like, oh, well, that's interesting. So he kind of just left my house, and then he came back about an hour later, and he goes, I don't care what my parents say. I still want to date you. So we started going out, and I started learning about Judaism, and I fell in love with Judaism. I learned all. I converted to Judaism. I had a formal ceremony, and I just immersed myself into it. And because I wasn't completely healed yet, I ended up getting a divorce from my second husband. And so I was alone. I was single and dated a man from India who was Christian, and he was having trouble with his teenage son, so we decided to go to church. I started going to an Episcopal church and learning more about God on the other side. You know, in Judaism, we really focus on the Old Testament. The priest, obviously focused on the New Testament. And I kept saying I'm going to prove that God doesn't exist. So we would sit down every week and go through the Bible, and I would try and convince the Episcopal priest that God doesn't exist. And for some reason, I just couldn't do it. And I found amazing experience, amazing coincidences throughout the Bible that predicted what would happen to Jesus on the cross, and the book of Isaiah, which happened, 500 to 1,000 years before Jesus actually walked on the earth. So these were remarkable to me, and I decided I will give my life to Christ. I can't deny this didn't happen. But I was still felt guilty because I was Jewish, and I thought, all the Jews are going to be mad at me. God's going to be mad at me. So I decided to go ahead and take my first baptism, I was infant baptized, but water baptism and communion, and then things really went crazy from there.
Right, so that belief helped you, right?
It kind of pushed me on my way.
And in the book, what's so interesting is you talk about where we started growing up in the 60s and 70s, and you're in an affluent suburb of Detroit and all the things, the chaos that happened, then your relationship with men. And in the book, you do a really clever thing. You write a letter to each one of them and then talk about, you know, how that brought you into this relationship with God that you're talking about now. What a clever thing. Was that cathartic to write those letters in the book?
Yes, and I wanted to also go kind of in reverse chronological order, like you're reflecting back on what happened. So I started it kind of in the present tense, and then each chapter, I kind of wrote each chapter as like a short story. I think it can kind of stand alone, and I thought that would be easy for readers. I've gotten critiques, so that some people don't like the reverse chronological order. I kind of like it. It's kind of different, and it gives some perspective. But I feel like as we go back in time, it gets deeper and deeper into my tragedy, where I describe my dad's murder and all these kind of things.
Yeah. How old were you when that happened?
I was 27.
Oh, wow.
My mom and dad, my dad was an attorney, a corporate attorney in Detroit, and they kind of got set up. Both their parents were wealthy and belonged to the country club, and they got my parents got set up by their parents to go on a date and ended up getting married. But my dad told my mom that he was gay, and that was in the late 50s at the time, which was not acceptable. But they went to a counselor or marriage, counselor, whatever, psychologist, and they went to a couple sessions, and the counselor said, Phil, my dad was cured of his gayness, so it's okay to get married. So they got married, and initially, in my real young years, we lived in a nice house, and my mom was like a typical 60s wife, but there would be these terrible screaming matches, and it was terrible. And I know my mom found out, my dad was probably having an affair or whatever, a gay affair. So it made her just crazy. And then we moved out to the country in a big English Tudor style house, and we had horses and dogs, and being in Detroit in Michigan in the winter, we had pretty bad winters, and my mom just kind of abandoned us. We were left with dirty dishes in the sink and animal feces on the floor, and my dad wouldn't come home for days. I was 10 or 12. My brother was 10 years younger. My sister was 2 years younger. And we were left. The children were left with no food, no heat, filthy feces. And ultimately, the horses starved to death.
Wow.
And my mom would tell me, it's time to, my dad would say, Jennifer, go out and feed the horses in the 9 o'clock at night on a winter night. And I'd go out there and there was no food to feed them. The grain was gone, no hay. So I remember just standing in the barn for 10 or 15 minutes, however long I thought it would take to feed them, so my parents would think I fed them and go back in. And I still have nightmares today of that.
Wow. And you came out on the other side, and we don't want to give everything away about the book, but it is such a journey. A Drink of Water, A Memoir About My Life with Men, Dr. Jennifer Embry. Thanks for sharing and coming on. You can get the book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
James Beck is in our virtual green room. He's a TEDx speaker, a relationship building expert, an author and innovator, a structural integration therapist. I love that title. And he's the creator of Beck Balance Wellness Workshops and so much more, the founder of Give Beck. Here's what I like. He teaches people how to transform relationships through service to others. And he really did it. He lived it. I said it going into the break. Can you imagine getting rid of all of your possessions, going to every single state, and doing service for a person, a family in every single state, not asking for anything except for that the people pay it forward? And that's exactly what he did. James Beck, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here.
So you and I talked off the air, and we talked about what you did. And I want to give a little bit of the background to this story. Why did you do this in the first place? If you wind the clock back, 10-plus years ago, what drove you to do what you did?
I found myself opposite in the way a lot of people find themselves. Instead of at a bad place, I found myself in a very good place at the top of a mountain, at the peak of my decision. But then I looked around and I found that I climbed the wrong mountain. And I was unhappy. My relationships were falling apart from neglect. I was around a lot of people. I was lonely. I was making money and I you know, had good business stuff going, but it just didn't seem to have any meaning or fulfillment. And I felt like I had an idea and that I'd been playing with for actually several years, about a decade. I'd been working on it, on how to rewire the mind, and I'd written a book, and I was like, okay, are you really legit? Do you really know this, or are you just brilliant in your bedroom and just going to talk about it on dinner parties all the time? And so it was like either put up or shut up. And so it was kind of a reckoning when I was December 1st, 2010. I was looking at myself in the mirror after I got out of the shower, and I was naked, you know, when you're just all the flaws are just right there in front of you. And I was like, you know, you don't fool me. You sling this and you make your life look good on the outside, but you don't fool me. And I wanted to look at myself in the mirror and be proud and like have that glint in your smile to where you're like, you're happy with the way your choices are. And it was like, you know, I just realized that I needed to change everything around. So what do you do when you want to become a better man or new human? You have to press the reset button. So it was also the one thing that I felt like every person that I knew, I grew up in a very religious household, but it was also like, you know, maybe it wasn't the best examples always of what faith could be like, but it was that renunciation of possessions that I thought, you know, if I could do that and I could live in a state of service, that would prove to me that at least I'm not a fraud. At least my belief system is legit, and it would teach me what I need to learn. You know, kind of set me off and reset things on the right path. So that's why I did it.
You do this, and then you come out of it after going to all these states and meeting all these different people and doing various things to help people. That had to be an incredible game changer for you, life changing. Was it, obviously?
Well, it was. It was, you know, every week or every new week, it was a new experience, a new family. I couldn't rest on my life or my possessions. It was almost like destroying my mind. Like I couldn't rest on any of the habits that I had before. I had to truly live and just be giving and loving and hope that that was enough. Hope that humanity is good enough to where it would, like, you know, if humans are good, then this will work. And if they're not, then I'm up a creek. But betting everything on service, it was one of those things that I was looking at. Okay, every religion, the apex of being a yogi, being a Christian, being, you know, Jewish religion, the Islam, you have Hindu, they talk about service and protect and serve police or the military going into the service. And I thought, well, what if I just reverse engineered it and instead of getting there one day, start there and immerse my whole life in it? What type of human would I become if that's what my primary focus was versus later on down the road? And it has completely transformed everything. I mean, my life is amazing. I feel like I want to tell everyone, like, hey, instead of talking in a religious fashion to where a lot of people are like, you have to do this, I wish people could hear my tone and say, you have to do this. It's amazing how it transforms everything. It's like a royal way to exist, and relationships are better, opportunities are better. Everything aligns and flows in a direction to where I don't have to work at doing something. You feel like the powers that be in the universe are working and conspiring in your favor.
Yeah, and now take that giving and you teach people and organizations how to use that mindset, that service mindset, to build and maintain and grow and repair relationships. And it has to have just an incredible effect, I would imagine, a ripple effect.
So what I do is, I teach companies how to transform their corporate culture into a cooperative community by using service and kind of using the principles that were distilled throughout the country. You know, every state taught me at least one great lesson, if not 3, 4, 5, 10. But as you know, you grow and you transform, you recognize patterns that are universal with humans. And it has nothing to do with individual people or experiences, but you kind of feel those flows. And then now, being able to work with, and I started off working with the military and helping with, they have some challenges with PTSD and rewiring the brain and removing some of that trauma. And I grew up in a foster home. I'm not a foster child, but I have 38 foster sisters and 11 foster brothers, and it's a very intense upbringing. So there was an internal goal when I launched out on this journey, because I was used to having a lot of anxiety myself. And if I'm going to rewire my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have two goals, an internal one and an external one. And the internal one was to remove my anxiety, PTSD, from childhood experiences. And then the external goal was to, you know, create this larger than life game, so to speak. I feel like, you know, when we play, we seek difficult things to do. You know, we do hard things. You know, when we play, we slay the dragon. When we play our video games, or when we play, we run to a point of exhaustion for a point. Like, literally, play games for a point, and we're killing our bodies. And when we play, as human beings, we play to save the day. And so, how do we encourage our race to play again together, to be children again together? And so usually it takes being, serving together. And so I learned, as I went around the country, experiencing how when you serve another human being and you just give them time without any attachment to the time, and you just like, hey, whatever you want. And I'm like, can you clean my baseboards? Sure. Can you clean my garage? Sure. Can you babysit my kids? Sure. Like, here, you have these days. And then they come back and you did a good job. I found that I never once I tried to tell people what I thought or believed. In fact, I intentionally tried to avoid it. But I found that almost always on the second day, and universally by the third day, when you serve someone and you just give them time, they're like, oh my goodness, this is awesome. What do you believe? This is so cool. And they're like, give me some of that belief, instead of we get stuck into trying to proselytize and push what we think. I think if we were just to say, look at faith and religion and realize that it's more ability than it is obligation, I think things would change towards the better.
Yeah, what a perfect place to end this. What a great human being. You can find out more about James Beck by going to givebeck.com. All roads are there with what he does and how you could hire him or how you could buy his book or any of that kind of stuff and more on his story. Thanks, James.
Thank you for having me.
Terrific. Just amazing to think about paying it forward. Like he said, the things that he did, could you do that? And then the reaction to the people when he did those things, like saying cleaning the baseboards and whatever it was, clean my garage. Just an amazing story, an amazing guy. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Steal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.